This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits. This is just the bits. I'm Morgan. In case you haven't listened before, what I do is break down the Bobby Bones show from this week. I share seven segments that y'all engaged with the most, and these are the ones that popped up. And let me just preface this by saying engaged with. It doesn't mean necessarily positive or negative, okay? It's just all the things the most engaged with. So here we go. Let's get started. Coming in at that number seven spot, Eddie served his punishment after not paying attention on the show. He had to go and bark in public again. He's already done it once, but now he has done it twice. And we heard the audio. Lunchbox was not happy with his, I shouldn't say happy. He was not impressed with his punishment, but Eddie did it. And I feel really bad for him because barking in public, yeah, I would be mortified. So I give him plenty of respect for me.
Number seven.
Eddie had to pay the piper. He served his punishment.
So dumb.
Where if somebody says something on the show and then a few minutes later, you go, la, 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 and it's the same thing that person just said, it means you weren't paying attention. And so the first one's a fine of $20.
The second, I've paid the 20 bucks.
The second one is you have to go somewhere and bark like a dog until they tell you to stop. And you went to where?
I went to Starbucks.
And you go in with your phone, you hit record, and you just start barking?
No. I want to be nice, and I ordered a drink first. So I got my coffee, I waited for it, got it. Just because I knew that once I started barking and they told me to stop, I'm out.
Why are you so upset?
Eddie is such a wimp. I've never seen anybody so scared to do something in my life. He's like, oh my gosh. I don't want to go there. There's too many people.
Was it packed?
It was packed.
Jam-packed.
It was packed. Like he was shaking as he's waiting for his coffee. He's so nervous to bark in a restaurant. I'm like, you don't know these people. Who cares? It's hilarious.
Do we have audio of you doing it?
Absolutely.
And how long is the barking?
Oh, and I'll tell you why I'm really mad.
10 seconds?
At the end.
Okay. 10 seconds, you say?
Well, yeah, it's really short.
Is this
really
the whole clip
short.
Or edited down?
No, this is the whole clip.
Huh. Okay, go ahead.
Yep, you got it.
So what?
The guy just holds up his hand and goes, it didn't even come out to Eddie. And Eddie, yeah. Right when he holds up his hand. Eddie, yeah, I'm out. Just
so
stop.
I'm standing in between the bar and the eating area or whatever, where all the tables are.
Are people looking at you?
Oh, I do. I'm actually looking at the employees, too.
He's
like,
looking at the employees.
Just
waiting.
Tell me when to stop.
And the guy puts up his hand.
And I will stop.
And Eddie's like, yes, I'll stop.
No.
Don't even make the guy come out from behind the counter and come up to him.
Hey, Bones, I start barking, and I see the lady making coffee, and she looks at me and then goes straight like, manager?
They must have people come in that do nutty stuff all the time.
Gosh.
Dude, she moved quick. Manager, and then he comes out the back and goes, hey, sir, can you please stop that? I said, you got it.
I didn't hear it that loud.
Exactly.
But
I was there.
Mission accomplished. You did it.
Dude, please. I hate doing that. Yeah. Like, really hate it.
I can tell. You got it. You paid your bet.
Such a
You paid your debt, not your bet.
My debt.
Yes. Lunchbox, I think it's normal to be very nervous and embarrassed to do that.
Yeah, Lunchbox gets people on the beach and goes, will you put suntan lotion on me?
So awkward.
And he doesn't care.
Right.
I admire that about him. Hey, what's a grooming violation?
Well, it's what my daughter's school calls a clothing violation. But when I first read the email, I'm like, okay, we need to
I heard you
this.
Talking about that. You read something, you went grooming violation.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to give one to Lunchbox, but at first I want to know what it is.
Right. I thought, okay, well, this is confusing. And I read further, and I guess she had on sweatpants and she wasn't supposed to, so now she has detention.
And when do they do detention?
Oh, she has to be there 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh,
you
got
to be up. You got to be up in the morning at 7 a.m. to take her.
Yeah, so now I feel like I got detention.
You did get punished,
right?
Oh no! So what do you say to her?
Listen, you need to know. You knew the rule. She was confused. She thought at one part of the school you could have sweatpants on in the high school, but then one of her teachers is in the middle school area, and that's the teacher that wrote her up.
And he goes immediately to detention.
Well, that's she had crazy. Another violation.
Oh.
okay.
Listen, we're working on stuff, but she doesn't mean to do something. But she was real. She texted me right away. Can you call my teacher? This is not right.
And so the teacher probably hates her. That's what all the kids say. That teacher hates me.
That teacher doesn't like me.
I reached out to the teacher, and sure enough, the teacher was in the right. But anyway, so now I feel...
What does she do at 7 a.m.? What do you do in detention?
I don't know yet. We'll find out. She's going to be there for a few hours.
Does she get in trouble at home too? Or is the detention just the trouble?
Well, I thought about that because now I'm in trouble because I have to wake up early on a Saturday and take her. So then that's annoying. But I think it's fine. I'm going to let this school punishment be it. And then hopefully she'll just have learned and we don't do it again.
I'd not like that one bit.
Or I thought about she could possibly walk to school and be cold.
Yeah, no jacket.
Oh, that'll teach her.
Yeah, now we're
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, there we go. No shoes. Uphill.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Jackson Dean's first time on the show was this week. He stopped by to perform a cover of Ronnie Dunn. Not only that, he also performed his first number one song, and he is just insanely talented. So fun to hear him perform in the studio. He also talked about a viral video that was out about him singing the national anthem in his football uniform. So just an all overall really fun interview and fun performance. So you can listen to the interview here. And if you want to watch the performance, go to our YouTube page. It's youtube.com/BobbyBoneShow. Super easy. All the performances are up there for you to watch for now. So go watch them while they're there.
Number seven, the Friday morning conversation with
Jackson Dean.
Jackson, I'm a big fan. Man, I know you haven't been around long where I could see you, but I'm a big fan of your music.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And just your style. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like Allman Brothers, which will be country now, mm-hmm. which, you know, that's kind of, I don't know what it feels like to you and like who you listen to that kind of created the music that you feel. But like that's kind of what I feel, like that old Southern rock country mm-hmm. type situation. Is that what you feel?
My family had a big palate, so my dad was funk, blues, old country. So, and then my mama was Springsteen and Waylon Jennings. She loved Waylon. And then my brothers were just like metal, rap, classic rock, ska, bluegrass. We just listened to a lot of stuff growing up, so there's a lot of mashups happening.
Metal? Ska wow. and bluegrass.
Listen to that.
Yeah, it's a heck of a transition on the old playlist there.
Yeah, man.
Jackson, I didn't know that we had talked about you on the show before, but you had a video go viral, mm-hmm. and I remember the clip. It was of you in full football pads mm-hmm. singing the national anthem. Was it before a game? Or
Yeah, that was our homecoming game. We were playing Chesapeake, and we went out and whooped them pretty bad after that.
That's what he remembers. It's not about the video. It's about them whooping Chesapeake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're in full pads and you're playing. So do you say, hey, I'd like to sing the national anthem, and coach, is it cool if I go out in pads?
So I'll make this short. So our athletic director, his niece and I had done two musicals together in middle school, and he just came to me one day. I think we were all lifting weights in weight room, and he come up to me and he goes, "You want to sing the national anthem?" I was like, "Sure." But
it wasn't something you were doing a lot of.
No.
Oh, got it.
Not at all. But he was like, "You want to do it?" I was like, "Sure," but I'm going to do it my way. National anthem. If you pick the wrong spot to start at, you are.
It gets really high.
It gets.
Got to start really low.
Got to start real low. So I just went up there and I was just like, "I'm going to do this my way," and a buddy of mine recorded it and then it blew up. So.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. You were in your pads, and you had an acoustic guitar, and it's you and a microphone, and, like, the band was behind you on the field. Is that right?
Yeah, so they usually do it, and then they still went out there, and...
They just stood?
They just stood there. Yeah, I mean, it was like, all right, this is kind of weird, but, like, it was... nobody else had any idea what was about to happen, and then the running through at the end was fun. You know,
when a video like that goes viral out of nowhere, what did that feel like?
It was just pretty wild. I just turned 18, and I was just like, oh, whoa. Like, I'm walking in to get food somewhere, and somebody is like, oh, my God, it's that kid. And I'm just like, hey, man, it's all good.
Yeah. like relax. Yeah. Did you go do Ellen or something? Because
Ellen called.
Okay.
And I was actually getting tattooed, and she called. I FaceTime her, and there's a dude on my chest just pounding ink into me. But, yeah, they called, and it never happened, and then I went out and did Steve Harvey. That was like... It was either
I knew you
or
did
Steve.
One of the shows, yeah. Yeah. So you did Steve. That's how was that as an 18-year-old to go up and do a show like that?
Oh my God! I mean, I had no idea what it was gonna be like, but Steve was my God. We sat on the couch for like 10, 15 minutes, just the two of us, and just
yeah, he's really cool, huh?
He was really cool, and we just talked, and it was cool, man.
Jackson Dean is here. I know you're gonna do which one do you want to do first? We got a couple options here. Do you want to do yours or do you want to do the Ronnie Dunn song? Because I got questions about both, but it's up to you.
I'll do Ronnie.
Okay, so you're going to do Ronnie Dunn, Cost of Living.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song. Why this song? Is there, what about this song is important to you?
The first time I ever played a show by myself with a guitar, which I borrowed my uncle's Washburn because I didn't have one that could plug in. And it was this little bar that my great-grandfather had built. It was an old trading station. They turned into a bar, and... I grew up seeing blues jams there, grew up seeing music there, and they have an open mic. They had an open mic there every Thursday night, and for a long time, my dad tried to get me to go, and I just told him no, and finally, I went and did it, and I think I sang two Drake White songs in this song, and my dad, you gotta understand, my dad's a bricklayer. He's a stonemason. We had about 300 guys working for us at one time. So blue-collar working is very, I mean, I grew up like that. And if you've never labored for a stonemason, yeah, it's not easy. But he's been doing it since he was 12, 13. And we all worked for him.
So a career like this to him,
yeah,
is like something in the clouds and like not something that you can bank on. And
no, he was very supportive of it. He didn't want me to learn how to lay brick and block.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. He didn't want me to learn how to
do opposite.
I mean, he looks like a silverback gorilla now. Two rotator cuff surgeries, a couple slip discs, and you know, he's just, his body's broken, so he didn't want me to do it. But so he was very supportive.
And so you're playing this song, and he's there watching you play it.
Mm-hmm. And he's standing there. There's like 160 some people in this little upstairs attic bar, and I can see him at the back of the room in the middle, and he's standing next to the stairs underneath the spotlight, and he just has tears rolling down his face because it was just like. Pretty much everything minus the military in this song is him to a T. I mean, it was just one of those moments, and it was emotional for him.
Here is Jackson Dean. Give me a verse and a chorus, if you don't mind,
yeah.
Of Ronnie Dunn and Cost of Living. Come on, man. That is awesome. Have you met Ronnie Dunn?
Yeah, one time. Well, we played three dates with him.
Oh, you did? So you have.
Tulsa.
That's awesome. You ever played that for him?
No.
I just texted it to him. I literally just like, this, I didn't know you guys played shows with him. I texted him. I was like, this dude's legit. He's doing your song.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. Man, that's really good.
I met him for about 5 minutes, and that was
probably... He said he didn't like you. Anyway. Jackson Dean is here. Hey, so what is your story about getting a record deal? I mean, do you move to town and try for a while, or do you come and like do the audition for one person who thinks you're good? What happened?
So I started coming down when I was about 15. The first time I came down with my parents.
What's that mean, come down, when you're 15?
So I'm from Maryland.
Okay. So you would come do what, though, at 15?
Just kind of came and checked out the scene. I had been writing a little bit back home by myself. And we just started coming down here and went and saw a show at the Ryman, checked out the Opry, and just kind of walked up and down Broadway a whole bunch of times. But yeah, I just kind of came down and checked out what was going on. I was starting to play a couple little shows back home, and this is probably 15, 16, somewhere in there. But how I got a record deal, I had sold out a couple places back home. I think we sold out Ramshead in Annapolis like three times, and then they were Paradigm at the time, and they called booking agency, and they were like, hey,
who are you? How are you selling shows?
Yeah. Who are you? And they were like, we'd love to get you down here for a showcase, have a meeting or two. And then WME got a hold of us and ended up going with them. And we're sitting in a meeting with Jay Williams, and he goes, you need a publisher. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. So he calls Arturo Buena Hora over at Little Louder. And Arthur has worked with Eric, Miranda, Dirks, and had one meeting. And about a month later, I got a little pub deal in the mail. So Luke Dick is also over at Little Louder, same publishing. So we get together, start writing these songs, did the first five sides of the record. And he asked me to open up the Dick Hemby show at the Basement East. And I just played with his dudes. And before I knew it, there was probably nine labels there that night in town. And I remember getting off stage that night, and Allison Jones would not let me out of her sight over at Big Machine. So for the next 2 weeks, phones are ringing off the hook and asking people, you know, if I want to go to dinner, you know.
And you did, because everyone wants to eat for free.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I did.
Absolutely, yes.
At one point, I had four on the table in front of me.
Wow, out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere, man. It was,
and not that you aren't good, but, like, you were just selling shows out at home. Mm-hmm. That got somebody who then told somebody who then, mm-hmm. and then boom, next thing you know, you got four deals on the table.
Yeah.
How did you decide who to go with?
Man, I met with pretty much everybody, man, and I went... I thought I saw a spot over there, and I'm pretty sure I was right.
I think you're right too, man. Yeah. I just, you know, I'm all about it. Such a cool vibe, yeah. and style. The album is Green Broke, and this is the song. It's his first number one. It just went number one. Hmm. It's so refreshing. I love it. It's just refreshing too to hear.
Thank you.
You know, so because it definitely is a risk to put out something that's different. Because either it's going to be embraced, or odds are it's not. But man, you hit it. You hit it.
Yeah,
congrats.
Man. Thank you, man. It's been pretty wild. Pretty wild walking around smiling for the last couple weeks.
All right, here is Jackson. He's going to play it now. Yeah. Here he is, Jackson Dean. You guys can follow him on Instagram and Twitter, The Jackson Dean. And this is his number one, Don't Come Looking. You couldn't see it, but that's so good. I was doing stank face for you. Like, yeah. I was feeling it so much. I was like, yeah. I was stanky in my face because I was, dude, you're awesome, man.
Thank you.
There's nothing else for me to say except you're awesome. I knew you were awesome, and now they know you're awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, were you doing stank face at all?
Like, I was doing stank face.
Don't come.
Man, I was stanking it up over here in my face. Okay, look, his name's Jackson Dean. Go follow him at The Jackson Dean. The album is Green Broke. I mean, you like that song, you're going to like Green Broke. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, your tempo in different directions, but the soul is there all through the record. I'm a big fan, and I can't wait to see what you come with next, my friend. And congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much.
That is awesome, man. I want to be like him. I come in tomorrow in a hat.
Yeah,
you want one?
I couldn't pull it off. I wouldn't want you to waste one on me because I couldn't pull it off.
Wasted. It looked good.
I would look like such an idiot.
Bobby, please wear one.
You just got to get one that fits.
No, Bobby, don't wear one.
It's like a, how would you describe the hat? It's not a cowboy hat, but it's like there's some cowboy to it.
No, this is a Daisy May hat. He's up off of Gallatin, right up the road here.
It's like rock and roll. It's like Black Crow's rock and roll.
Oh, it's cool.
But it still is like rock. Anyway. It works.
Thank you.
You know, has anybody told you you have the vibe, Casey, from Yellowstone?
I have. Yeah. I have. I had this going on before. Even way before.
Yeah,
he stole it from you.
Yeah.
He stole it from you.
Yeah.
People say it all the time, like, thank you.
You did that song. You did that song on Yellowstone?
Yeah, this one got in there, yeah.
Is it coming up, or is it already back in?
No, it was in season 4.
Okay, so last season.
We're in 5 right now, right?
Yeah. How much? Because I mean, I've seen every episode.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you in the show?
I wasn't in it, just the song.
That makes sense. Okay, because
they played about a minute and some change of it, which
really
was pretty cool. They were roping cattle, and then it just goes to Costner, and it's just like, oh my god, it's Kevin Costner.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you're awesome, dude. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Keep
man.
At it, man. Jackson Dean, let's clap for him.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do stink face while I clap.
Okay.
Thanks,
Dean,
<buddy. laughs>
Thank you,
dude. That was awesome. Great job, man.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own. even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This one was quite the intense one and controversial and negative, and that's why I said, keep in mind, all engagement. Lunchbox signed up to be an angel that you can adopt from a Christmas tree, and none of us on the show agreed with it, but it's what happened, and yeah, I'm just going to let it play. That's all I'm going to say. Here you go.
Number 5.
You ever go in, okay, St. Patrick's Day, you go in, you buy a four-leaf clover, piece of paper, and it's... write your name on it, and it's like $5
like
at the local
grocery
school.
Store?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like a charity thing.
Oh, yeah. You see them on the window.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At Christmas, they do angels on trees. And so Lunchbox is filling out a form to be an angel.
No.
Like to be a kid. Not to be the person to buy, but to have his own angel on a tree so someone could buy him stuff.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He's not doing that. For real? For real?
That's what I said. Well, I was like, I don't think it's a good idea. But he's like, it ain't illegal.
There's nothing illegal about doing it.
But it's...
You're right. It's not a crime.
It's not a crime. So I signed up to be an angel, like to be, I don't know if you're called an angel, but someone can pick me off the tree now. I put up 3 items, and listen, they may not pick me and they may not want to give me my 3 items, but I thought, you know, other people do it, so why would I not at least try to get my Christmas wishes granted?
He said we don't background check everybody else in the angel tree. Why would we background check him?
Yep.
Right.
And he had a point there. That's the only point he made in the whole thing. We don't know if it's... where it's going, for the most part. We just do it in hope that our hearts lead us in a direction that helps somebody who needs it.
Right.
But you don't need it. And you're probably taking away from somebody another angel on the mm-hmm. tree that would need it.
What makes their needs more than my needs?
Probably not able to
right.
have a Christmas.
You have a good job.
You have a Christmas.
Like, I don't... What did he ask for?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
That's up to him to share.
Oh, boy.
Well... You know, I have never had a pair of Jordans
okay.
ever in my life. Kids, I would see them on TV and I was like, man, I always want a pair of Jordans. I've never had one. Brand new Jordans are coming out. So I signed up for the Jordan 11 Varsity Red.
Those are hard to get and expensive.
Okay. But if you're going to be an angel, you know what angels do? They make miracles happen.
No.
Okay.
It's also hard to get them, so it's going to be hard for somebody to get them. But go ahead, next one up.
Okay. When I run, I don't know how far I'm running or how long I've been running because I don't have a watch. I don't have a runner's watch. So I am looking for the Garmin Forerunner 955 Solar.
How much is that going to run?
By the way, this is so stupid. I'm only laughing because it's so absurd.
Hundreds of
it's
dollars.
It's $5.99 at Best
oh
Buy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Garmin? That's like... really?
Yeah,
nice.
I need a runner's watch. It's the best one of 2022.
$5.99. It better make my legs move
mm-hmm.
for $5.99.
Yeah. Or $5.99 on Amazon or $6.09 at Walmart.
Okay.
Okay.
And then last but not least, the Arali Pro Ball. It's the official World Cup soccer ball. I need a new soccer ball, and to have one that was, you know, the same one that they used in the World Cup, it only cost you $165 at adidas.com.
Hmm.
Wow.
Now, do they all go on to one angel?
Like, yeah, I think it's just me. I put what I my wish list, and like if someone wants to buy me one of those or two of those or all three of those, they select me, and then they'll mail it to me. So I am hoping that someone
so
comes
just
through.
Put your address on there.
Yeah, huh.
Sounds like a good idea, huh? Amy?
What name?
You put
do
your age.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you put your age. Are you gonna put your real age right. though?
No.
Oh, got it.
See, now you're lying.
But so there's an age line, but you're not gonna put your real age.
Right. I'll just leave a blank.
Oh, okay, so he's not lying then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let it blank.
What 5-year-old is asking for a Garmin 225 solar powered?
So yeah, I went to the website, okay. I signed up, it said, hey, do you need help this Christmas season? And I said,
don't cry, buddy. I know it's time to
are
tell.
You all right?
You want that
and
Garmin?
I said, yeah. I need a pair of Jordan, varsity red, 11. And then I said, oh, you know what? When I go running,
please
I need a watch so I
don't
get
do
lost.
This is absurd. You guys can call us if you'd like to, you know.
Maybe they
don't want to buy it for you.
Or they do, and I can send them the link to where I signed up.
I mean.
Our phone number is 877.
And I'll send it to Morgan. She can post my wish list.
No, we're not doing that either. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number if you have something you want to say to Lunchbox. I hope you're all having good tidings today.
But wait.
What?
Did Amy and Eddie didn't even vote?
Vote on
oh, I felt knows. Like their face voted.
He knows how we
okay,
voted.
Should Lunchbox put an angel up, Amy?
No.
Eddie?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I would have voted yes, Lunchbox, but see? I guess I got overruled.
Okay.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
I shared some more of my, I guess you could call them dating woes this week in a way. I talked about my dating life, a little update on what's going on there. And I also read some Instagram DMs from potential dates. You guys are getting super clever thinking about DMing me. They're getting pretty clever. And this segment shows that. And so I like to share it with the show because it's just a little fun insight into the dating world. I'm not sitting here sharing all my personal details, but these are fun. And I think at this point, some people are just writing me so they know I talk about it on the show. I really believe that.
Number 4.
Morgan said she was single. And so Lunchbox said, guys, start sending her DMs. And guys have started sending you DMs.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of DMs. They're pretty interesting. And they're getting pretty clever with how they approach the situation.
All right. Read me some of the last DMs that you have from guys going, hey, Morgan, I like you.
Okay. Here's one. Hey, is this available? What?
What's this?
I think they're referring to me.
You? Yeah.
That's good.
That's not
this
good.
Available?
That's
no,
not
she's
good.
She's not a this.
Yeah, because, yeah, she is.
No, she's
you're
not.
A this.
No, I'm you're not. A, I'm actually not
you're a
this.
Person, place, or thing. That's a this.
That's a noun.
No.
Yeah, that's a noun. Okay, what's the next one?
I heard you're not dating anyone on the show this morning. I have an adorable son in Nashville you would love. I mean, it's a mom trying to hook me up with her son. That could be promising.
Could you go to her page, though, and see what the son looks like and then make your mind up?
Well, she's private on Instagram, so currently
Oh, yeah,
no.
That's tough. It's tough to be private. Okay, next one.
Can you please fill out this new follower survey and they attach a screenshot of a new contact screen? Huh? So, like, you know when you go
on your
to,
phone, yeah, new contact.
Like,
so
I'm
they just
fill
want your
up,
number.
Yes.
That's great.
Okay. What about great?
That's is that not creative?
I'm sure they stole it from something.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Next up.
Willing to relocate for a date.
Meaning they'll come from out of town and take you out.
Yeah.
Aggressive. And that's a rhyme, too. Yeah.
Willing to relocate for a date.
Right.
That's a poet.
Next.
First date and last date are on me. Hopefully in between are a lifetime.
Oh.
Wow.
That's romantic. Hey, that's romantic.
That's saying they're in it for the long haul.
Is it, though?
You don't even know her.
Right.
Well, he thinks he does.
That's corny. That's yeah, overly
I like,
corny.
I like that one.
Next one.
I love your head and your hair.
Huh?
What the crap?
Now that I can do.
I don't get
hey,
that one.
Move on.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been on any dates?
No, not since the last one, but I am gearing up to go on a few more. I have a few planned.
You're gearing up?
You have
with different
up.
Guys?
Yeah.
All three different guys?
Two different guys currently.
So do you have two playing with one guy and one with the other?
Nope, just one with each. It's the first date with both.
Okay, so you have a couple, not a few.
Yeah.
I got a question. Yeah. Are any of those two from a DM?
No. They're all from Hinge, the dating app.
So what has been, like, do you go to the gym? Do you, like, look for guys now at the gym?
Well, so I have started going to a new gym, and I'm trying to decide how to go up because there's a lot of cute guys. How do I go up to them in the gym? Because aren't you not supposed to go up to them in the gym?
No.
Here's the difference. If you're a guy, you can't go just randomly go up to a girl and be like, what's up? Especially if she has ears in, you know, headphones. We say ears here. But if she has headphones in, it's tough. You don't go interrupt her headphones. It's much harder for a guy to go up to a girl because that can feel creepy. And even a violation at times if they're in the middle of something. You have to really be strategic and do soft, hey, how's it going, if you happen to be at the same place. If you're a girl, you can just go up to a dude. It doesn't matter where they are.
You don't think it's creepy?
I don't.
Coming from a girl, no, yeah, it's no, never
it's
creepy.
Not. No, it's never creepy for a chick to come up and say, what up?
You have free reign. If he's just working out, you can go and be like, hey, how's it going, Morgan? That's all. That's all you have to say. Like, I just want to come and say hi. You could literally just do that, and a guy is so dumb, if he likes you, he immediately's like, oh, that's it, the end. Or a guy really has to have something in his arsenal.
No, instead of going up and saying, hi, I'm Morgan, say, hey, instead of lifting those weights, why don't you pick me up?
Oh, no. Boy.
She doesn't need a line. That's the difference.
That's great,
she doesn't
though.
Have to attract him with anything like that. She literally can go, hey, I'm Morgan. I just wanted to say hi. That's all you have to do.
Okay, so he can be like running on the treadmill, and I'm just like, hey,
absolutely.
How's it going?
Yes, unless he's sprinting, you could literally go, hey, I'm Morgan. I just wanted to say hi. Maybe I'll see you after you're done running. Just keep walking.
Man, if she said that, that'd be so baller. Be like, whoa.
That'd be so baller. And a guy would be like, that's awesome.
What just happened?
Okay, so I got to bring out the boldness. It's
yeah, that's
out.
All it is. You don't have to have any strategy. You just have to be bold.
Oh, okay.
Just say, hey, I'm Morgan. I just wanted to say hi. Boom, you're done. If he likes you, he'll make a point.
Okay, but if I go up to one, I probably can't go up to another, right? I just got
not
like,
at the same time. You can't like walk by two treadmills and be like, I'm Morgan, just want to say hi. See, after you run, like, hey, I'm Morgan, just want to say hi.
They'll think you're running for office.
Yeah, it's like Jim Carrey, good morning, good evening, and good night on the Truman Show.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can. The gym is, you can have multiple, they're not working out together.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if it's like, you know when like a girl dates like a bunch of guys with the same friend group?
You're good.
That's a similar vibe.
The gym is not a friend group.
Okay.
It's a place people go to lift weights. That's it. Good luck. Let us know how that goes. You have to do that to one person. Just go, you see one, report back. And just say, hey, I'm Morgan, I just want to come and say hi. That's
okay. It. I will be bold. We'll
I
see
cannot
how long it takes
wait
me.
For that.
No, she's going to blow his mind.
Yes, the guy's going to be like, what? And then he's going to pass out.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
You guys were all about Lunchbox's personal research he did and came back to the show and reported with the Chrisley report. He talked about everything that's going on with the Chrisleys and them going to jail. And he gave some, actually, for once, a lot of information that I did not know. But I also hadn't like deep dive into any of this, which he did. And he gave his report, gave us all the details on what's going on. So if you want to know what's going on and just want a fun kind of celebrity report, that's Lunchbox right here.
Number three.
We had a caller hit us up earlier. Like, hey, what did the Chrisleys actually do? We read in the news they're going to jail, they're having to sell their houses to pay the money back, and we knew there was, they said they lied, and I don't know. Just seemed shady. I just read the headline and a couple lines and went, I don't know what this means, so I quit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like Todd. He guest hosted the show when Lunchbox was out. He came and hosted the show with
he
us.
He sat right there in that chair.
Yeah.
Crazy.
A felon sat
all
right
I
here.
All I know is I had like $63 in my wallet when I got here. I left. There was no cash in there.
That
really?
Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and he was whistling a little louder when he left.
Todd.
I'm just kidding.
Funny.
I'm just
oh my
kidding.
Gosh.
I'm okay. just kidding. I like Todd. It sounds like what they did was bad, but I don't really know. So now Lunchbox has been doing research.
Oh man.
Here he is with the Chrisley Report. Lunchbox.
The Chrisleys. What did they do? Guys, it's called bank fraud. They targeted small banks. So that way they wouldn't be able to do their research, and they falsified documents saying their net worth and they had all this stuff. So they were applying for these huge loans, and these small banks were like, oh, okay, cool.
And you have the collateral because you have all this,
you have all
these big houses,
big houses and cars and stuff like that. So they went to these small banks to do it. They didn't go to the big banks because they would actually do their research. And they got $30 million in loans.
They don't have the internet at small banks? What? They can't afford to.
But they have a
people?
Smaller staff.
Yeah.
And they defrauded on $20 million of those loans.
They defaulted Ooh. Or fraud?
Defaulted.
You gave like three words.
No, defaulted.
What does that mean, defaulted?
They didn't pay. Right?
And they filed for bankruptcy and said, oh, you know what I mean? And they transferred money from a different account and they made a separate account and transferred it to Todd's mom to make it look like she's the one that had money.
Oh, so they were like, no, she has her own money, but it was the money they got and then said, oh, we don't have any money, we're bankrupt.
Yeah, so we can't pay those loans back. So that really hurts those small banks. And then here's what's crazy. Julie got an extra charge at, you know, whatever the trial, because when the government was like, hey, we need these documents, you know, when they're investigating, they subpoena or whatever, she didn't send them. She refused to send them because she was trying to hide them. Like, nope, can't have those.
That's like eating your homework or you're cheating. And they're just like,
I
can't see it.
I mean, talk about crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
I mean, and they use the stuff to buy. They spend $300,000 a year on clothes. $300,000 a year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I feel like they probably spend more.
I thought so too. And if they're buying clothes for their show, it's obviously a write-off, like a business expense.
Yes.
But you get about half back. Not half back. There's about half that's cut off that you don't have to pay in. But that's a lot. But I throw on TV all the time, and they like nice things.
Yeah.
I guess I just expected that it would be that. It's a big number, but and they also they live lavishly.
Yeah, traveling all over, buying
hair,
houses,
makeup.
Well, I've done the show. I figure the show pays.
But
for
that. Didn't they have like
just for on camera time?
Didn't they have opportunities to make money? Like,
no, Eddie, they did make money,
a lot of it, buddy.
But then they transferred over here to a different bank account,
and it said, "No, we're bankrupt.
Oh, we're bankrupt. Can't."
So when they
according to what Lunchbox is saying, okay. So anybody's going to sue us? I don't know any of this.
Lunchbox.
This is the Chrisley Report by Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, NPR. Lunchbox.
That's right, Jason freaking Gibble.
Okay. So, but when they started the show, they were already wealthy and
don't
doing
know.
This?
Don't yeah, know.
That's what I don't understand.
All I know is at one point I was doing something with Dolly at her charity event, and they were like, oh, that's Todd Chrisley behind you. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And I went up, and he was very, very nice. And I was like, hey, Todd. And I thought he was like somebody's cousin. And they were like, no, he has a reality show on USA. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's that? Well, that's still a network? That being said, Smash Cut, Snake in the Grass on USA Network.
There
it was excellent. Loved it. Loved
go.
It. That's right. It's
and what's
awesome.
Crazy, they were on TV for like 10 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, well,
didn't that pay a lot of money?
Yes, Eddie.
It depends.
But Eddie, there's never enough.
So they wanted more money.
Right.
Yeah. And you don't make a whole lot of money doing that kind of show.
Yeah, but that opens up opportunities to make more money somewhere else.
Yes, but how? You can't do another show because the network owns it. What are you going to do? Social media? You're going to do appearances? Sure, you can do all that, but that's work. And you're not going to make millions and millions.
Okay.
Unless you get a big endorsement deal.
And I remember we played that celebrity softball tournament, and they were so famous. When they showed up, everyone was like, oh my God.
And I don't want people to take this the wrong way. And nice.
Yeah, they were very nice.
Super nice.
Whistling like they got an extra 20 mil just hanging out.
They did.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
That was a good joke.
Here you go. Here's how did Todd Chrisley make his money. Todd Chrisley founded Chrisley Asset Management, a real estate investment firm that launched in 2002. The business purportedly closed during the 2008 housing crisis. However, the Chrisleys must have lived an extravagant lifestyle or otherwise they couldn't legally afford to own multiple sources. Oh, no. They couldn't legally. I don't know. According to he had a firm, but it sounds like it went under.
Yeah, went under. Quote unquote, did it really go under? Or did they move money over here, move money over there?
Well, I think the business went under.
I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
But why do you do finger quotes with went under?
Because they're scam under. Artists, guys. They're con artists that out there doing con over here, doing a con. They're conning everywhere.
Are you saying here a con, there a con, everywhere a con, con?
Yes. And here's what's crazy. So,
now I got it.
So they asked the judge, they were like, listen, Todd has a medical condition and sending him to prison will make it too harsh on him.
Mm-hmm.
Judge said, ha! Prison.
What?
Did he laugh like that?
They didn't disclose what medical condition he had, but he said prison would make it harsh on him because of his medical condition.
Mm-hmm. He's got great skin.
Yeah. Not anymore. He ain't gonna have great skin.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I know. He does get a lot
and
of facials.
And didn't it come
I
out
think.
Because they said the guy that he had been having an affair with
went like, to the FBI
is
and said, "Hey, listen, they're scamming. I got documents."
That's
and,
what did you call that? Scorned ex-lover?
Scorned ex-lover.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they had a year-long affair, and Todd Chrisley still denies that they ever had an affair. But this guy, because he stayed close to the family after the affair even ended, he had all the documents,
mm-hmm.
text messages, just everything.
Well,
I got a better understanding of it.
Yeah, me too.
And here's what's crazy. Also, they tried to ask the judge, like, hey, can we stagger our sentences where the wife goes and Todd stays home, and then when the wife gets out, because...
Oh, stagger their sentences.
Because they have a 16-year-old, and then they also have their grandkid, 10-year-old, that they have full custody of. And the judge said, wait, you didn't think about your kids when you were doing these crimes. Why are we going to think about your kids now? Prison,
oh,
both of you, same time.
Wow.
And I think the that one of the kids is now the illegal guardian of the young
kid. Yeah, there's like an older daughter that's going
to
have
I don't find
take
any her. Joy in this.
It's crazy.
Yes.
So Julie, if you want to go visit her, she'll be in Tallahassee.
It's
and
like she's
Todd.
Touring. He's like, she'll be playing the frothy monkey down at... In,
oh, you mean this is where they're serving?
Yeah, and Todd will be down in Pensacola.
They can't be here?
No.
Oh, they're not even going to be in the same...
Were they not tried here?
I believe, but it's a federal thing, so they're going to a federal prison.
Huh.
And it's like one of those...
It's one of the swanky ones?
Yes.
Maybe,
and
I mean, maybe that would just be not like a
there's no
a
way,
vacation.
Man.
Then
there's
I watched no a video with this lawyer and an ex-felon that used to be in the prison. He was like, they need to do their research and they need to understand etiquette in prison because they do not want to mess up. They should not talk to the guards. They should not be friendly with the guards because they're going to think, oh, the guards are being nice. And other prisoners are going to be like, can't trust those guys.
Even to swanks?
Even
to swanks a lot's place?
Yes.
Dang.
You can't be nice to the guards?
I'd be nice to the guards.
I'm just telling you.
Because I don't know. I'm sending a lunchbox.
Well, this guy was in one of those. He was a white-collar crime.
No,
we'd like to talk to him. That's what she's saying.
You all think they're playing tennis and like shuffle?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't think they are.
No, pickleball tournaments every Tuesday.
I don't think so, guys.
No, we heard. Martha Stewart.
Vinyl night on Thursday. We have your...
They do arts and crafts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they will get a little cred in the prison because they actually went to trial and they didn't flip on anybody. That's what the felon said. He said prisoners respect it.
You look at the Chrisleys and go, cred.
No, he said they get cred for believing in their innocence and fighting it all the way to the end. If they would have flipped over and rolled on people, it would have been a bad time in prison.
And I guess they scammed banks. You know, the worst kind is when they scam old people. Ugh.
Yeah, but do you know who goes into that bank every 11 o'clock every weekday?
Old people.
Okay.
They do. Right after their lunch, early lunch.
Man, it's crazy. Hey, good luck. And they're supposed to report January 15th, self-surrender.
That'd be tough to go have a Happy New Year if you know you got to go to jail in two weeks.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, so they're not in jail yet.
Nope.
Not yet.
Dang.
Wait, I talked to them.
Can they? I don't think they're calling anybody.
Use your one call. Hit us up.
they're not in yet.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you only got one call anyway. Okay.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I still can't believe this one happened. Amy was at a grocery store and was asked a super personal question by a stranger in the grocery line. Just, I don't even know why you would ask a stranger such a personal question, but that is what happened. And Amy came on the show to share it, and you guys couldn't also believe it either. So here it is.
Number 2.
Socially, I'm a pretty awkward person, I'll admit it. And sometimes I say things like in real life, and I'm like, why did I say that? But I don't know, yours seems way more awkward than anything I've ever asked anybody.
Yeah, I've had my adopted kids from Haiti for about 5 years now, and this has happened to me before, but it was a long, long time ago. And anyway, my son and I are in line at the store, and the person behind me asks, like the person hears Stevenson say, "Hey, mom," and she's like, "Oh, you adopted?" And I'm like, "Yes, I did. I have 2 children. They're from Haiti." Da da da. We start having this conversation.
By the way, Amy's white, and her kids are black kids.
Yes.
You're a white person, they're black.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not the automatic assumption that I'm their mom, unless someone hears them say "mom." And then she just straight up said, "Oh, wow, were you not able to have your own kids, or why didn't you do that
in the grocery line?"
And goodness.
I just.
Who asked that in the grocery line?
Oh. Right. I'm just. Yeah, I have no words. It sort of leaves me a little bit speechless, other than I don't think they're really thinking it all the way through. I handled it. I answered
what
honestly.
What did you say?
I just said, "Oh, well, you know what? We did try that at first, and then we weren't able to." And I said, "But everything worked out exactly how it was supposed to."
And then he can hear that?
I have my kids.
And your son is right next to you. Can hear this question?
Thank goodness it's Candy right there. He's a little distracted. Like, oh. am I going to get Butterfinger? But I mean, yes, he's there and I'm sure he picks up on that sort of thing. So anyway, it was just, he knows though, and he heard me say everything worked out exactly how it was supposed to. And that's all that matters, is that he feels loved.
Were they being judgmental when they asked that, or genuinely curious?
To me, honestly, it seemed like curiosity. But at the same time, you should know, it's that socially awkward. It's like, you should know that we shouldn't ask women or men if they've got, like, what the deal is.
Don't ask anything super personal in the line of the grocery store.
That's right. Weird.
Just period. Whoa. Don't go super, adoption, one thing, but don't ask anything super personal. Like, hey, why are you so skinny? Hey, you can eat all that chocolate? Dang, that seems like a lot. Hey, why? Yeah. Do you know you can fix that baldness? You don't go anywhere super That's personal crazy. With somebody you don't know.
Right. I mean, you never know if someone is sick or depressed or dealing with something. Or in my case, like, I tried for years to try to get pregnant, and it was very difficult. If she had asked me on one of those days that I got a negative pregnancy test for the 500th time, I could have started crying.
And I can't believe, Amy, like, you even, like, gave her an answer. I would have been, like, straight nun ya.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Yeah. None your business.
I'd
get out of my
cart.
Face.
I'd have leg swept her, then dumped my cart on her, and walked out of there.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Oh. Street Fighter. Yeah, that's bizarre. That's bizarre. Would you have preferred she say, hey, could you tell me the benefits of adoption?
No, I think honestly, the first time someone said something like that to me similar that I'm thinking of, it was at Target. Right after we got the kids, and I think they just asked me, like, why did you adopt from Haiti, or like, you know, mm-hmm. And it's like, the kids are right here, and that's a personal decision. I felt like I had to explain myself, like, well, I was gonna do domestic and we were gonna do newborn, but then I went to Haiti and realized there's older children there that need to be adopted, so we shifted to international. And
yeah,
it's like, I don't owe anybody an
explanation. I'm sorry you went through that. That stinks.
Well, I say it now. I share this story as just a PSA to not, you know, ask personal
don't ask
questions
anything.
Like that.
Hey, put your hands on your cart. Face forward. It's like
mind your
urinal.
Own.
It's your urinal. You're a dude in a public bathroom. You look forward. You do your business. You get out.
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Coming in at that number one spot, the movie Amy's In, Holiday Harmony, came out on Thanksgiving Day on HBO Max, and everybody on the show watched it, gave their reviews, shared all their thoughts, opinions, and all the things on the movie, and you guys also shared the same over on our social media. So super fun, exciting stuff happening for Amy, and if you haven't watched it, make sure you go HBO Max, Holiday Harmony, she's in it if you want to watch. It happens towards the end of the movie, but I think you should watch the whole movie because it's really good.
Number one.
Here's a voicemail from Mel in Florida.
This is just for Amy. Your acting was superb, truthfully. Not that I'm a critic by any means. You actually make it feel like you are actually talking to someone from your heart. So good luck in your new endeavors.
Big acting career. That's endeavors. Nice. Love it. Here's Danny in Virginia, who's on the phone right now. We'll take a call from Danny about this, and then we'll get to our little opinions here. Danny, welcome to the show. What's going on?
What's up, Bobby Bones? How you doing, my man?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. Did you watch Amy's... Well, the movie that... I want to say Amy's movie, because then people will go like, I don't see Amy in it. But the movie Amy's in, yes.
Of course. Well, first of all, morning, studio.
Morning!
Yeah, so I watched it last night, actually. I stayed up until about 2 in the morning watching it. It started off as one of those movies that you put on, like, while you're doing laundry. And it was actually pretty good. The acting was cool, and Amy's part was, I think, it was not big, but it was pivotal, especially because, you know, she represented iHeartRadio. So I thought it was a good movie.
Pivotal. And how, what would you say about her acting skills?
It was good. She felt like a Hollywood big shot in the movie.
Hollywood big shot. We like that.
Wow.
Big shot, yes. All right, and did you get your laundry done, Danny?
I sure did, yeah.
Attaboy.
Watch the
movie. Well, I appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening, man.
Yes, sir. Of course. Big fan, man. Been listening since, a long time. So.
Well, thanks. Hope you have an awesome day.
Here.
Yeah, good tidings, my friend.
Yes, sir. You take care. All right.
All right, see you later. People are just weirded out when I say that.
No one knows how to respond.
It's like something from Little House on the Prairie, and I'm like, good tidings. I'm going to do it. Okay, Amy, we do have a clip of you from Holiday Harmony. This is the movie that came out on HBO Max. Okay.
What? I don't know what clip you have. Okay.
Me either.
Is this a spoiler?
Play.
Oh, man.
No, I mean.
No, we need to hear her acting, though.
I know.
Okay, Ray, how long is it, Ray?
25 seconds. I can stop it whenever.
Is it? And this is the pivotal bathroom scene?
Yes.
Okay, now imagine this. Amy's on the toilet, right?
Yeah.
She's not. Do you want to set it up?
Okay, so the main character, she runs into the bathroom because she's upset about something. And I follow her in, and I'm eavesdropping on a phone call because she's in a stall. She's actually on the phone with Brooke Shields' character. And then when she comes out of the stall, I have a little conversation with her to encourage her to, you know, be true to herself.
Okay, here we go.
And do you know how many times people have tried to get me to be cuter, girlier, more country, less country? I mean, I can't keep up. But I learned to hold on to my favorite version of myself. So you've got to hang on tight to what makes you, you. You have to remember that's what got you here. And I promise if you do that, Gail, the sky's the limit.
Come on.
Wow.
The sky is the limit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I almost threw my watch off banging it so hard on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Eddie, you watched it?
Yeah, dude, I watched it. It was, man, I was like, you know what? It's Saturday night. My wife and I were like, let's watch Amy's movie. We lay down, we get on the bed, turn on the movie.
Boom.
Man, it's good. Like, the movie starts off real good. I mean, we started playing a drinking game because they said iHeartRadio probably about 10 times. And so, like, we're going to drink every time they say iHeartRadio. And then about 30 minutes in,
wait, what?
Oh, you passed out.
I didn't finish it.
You were drinking.
And I want to get to Amy's part. I don't know if I'm going to rewatch the whole movie.
Yeah. I didn't watch the movie at all. I fast forwarded Amy's part.
Okay, I might do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you could just pick up where you fell asleep, Eddie, with your wife.
I could.
Wait, you weren't so intrigued at what was going to happen?
Well, it was just a long day.
I just wanted to support my friend, so I watched her part.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Eddie. I understand. You did the smart thing. You went in going, I'm going to go right to it.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie goes and falls asleep.
Oh, I wanted to watch the whole thing, you know, the whole experience, but then I didn't make it.
How did you watch it?
I watched it with family and friends, like all gathered together, and, you know, I was a little nervous. We even kind of, because there was a lot of kids in the room at that moment, sort of fast-forwarded through some stuff.
Your sex scene?
And, no, but it was kind of awkward, like I'm sitting there and I could see people like looking around and they're like, hey, can we fast-forward? I was like, yes, of course, like no problem.
Oh.
And then later, I watched it with some other family and we watched it all the way through. But it was cute to watch my kids get into it. And like my son went right up to the screen with his iPad and hit record. And he's like, yeah, mom. And he recorded like the whole scene. And
that's exciting.
Yeah, it was a fun way to experience it with close people, you know, back in Texas, like my roots, like safe people, you know. I mean, y'all are too, but I was Thanksgiving. I wasn't with y'all.
Lunchbox, did you?
Oh, man, I didn't even have a chance to watch it.
Yeah,
I mean,
busy,
I guess
right?
Most of y'all
I almost
are
didn't
safe.
Want to even ask.
No, yeah. Look, we were up in the mountains, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? TV wasn't there.
But like, when did you get back, you think?
Last night at like 7 p.m.
Real? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, we ate dinner,
well,
but...
I mean, you could... I mean, her scene was 90 seconds.
No. Listen, there was get the kids to bed, unpack the car, take a shower. No, I didn't take a shower. Dang it, I tried to lie. I'm not going to lie. And then I just watched... caught up on Survivor.
Oh, he watched
oh, yeah,
something.
There you go.
And then I went to bed. But yeah, I will get to it in the next day or two, I promise, Amy.
Okay.
Where do I watch it?
HBO Max.
Okay.
We've always said that.
I know we say that, but then I'm like, man, I'm going to have to go to that Hallmark channel and hope it's on the TV at that time, but it's not.
Yes, go and just watch Hallmark.
All day.
Like, all day long.
Oh, look at the guy. Speaking of him saying at that time, my aunt texts me from Alabama and she's like, I missed it Thanksgiving. Do you know what time it's airing next? Like, you know, because...
It airs on HBO too, doesn't it?
Right. Well, I don't
no
know.
No way.
I don't think so.
No
does
way.
It? No. I think it only streams. But it was
what
cute.
Is it? You think it goes from Game of Thrones to Amy? Come on, let's stop.
Okay, guys.
That's
listen,
funny.
But I was able to tell her, so in case anybody else is confused, you get to stream it whenever you want. You don't
I
have to
bet
wait.
You it comes. Mike, will you look at the programming guide?
You don't think so? I don't think so either. Yeah.
Well, look, you can watch Amy.
Curb your enthusiasm.
In her scene.
Yep. Coming up next, Amy, Holiday Harmony.
It's okay, whatever.
It's awesome. I'm very proud of you. It's really
thank
cool.
You.
And your acting is good.
Really?
Yeah, it is good.
Sounded good, Amy.
Yeah, it's to the point
well, that
too.
That means a lot because you've acted before. So
yeah,
thank
but,
you.
But I'm not. I don't say I'm good.
Well, I didn't. I don't say I'm good either.
No,
but
it's good. It's like when Lainey came on Yellowstone. I was like, oh no, please, don't be awkward. Because like, Lainey Wilson's a friend of mine, and I didn't want to have to be like, if she asks if I watched it, be like, yeah, and then not say anything. And it was good, and I was like, oh thank God, because it just makes it easier on me to not have to. And then when you were on, I was like, oh no. pleased. And I was like, oh, wow, she's good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was good.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was good. So there's that. Lunchbox, yeah. If you get a second.
No, I'm going to get a second. I'm going to watch it.
Between watching pregnant toddlers and tiaras, whatever you watch.
There's no pregnant toddlers, but 16 and pregnant where they have a...
Yeah, whatever the shows you watch. I don't know. They're all kind of...
I just thought Lunchbox is a fellow actor you'd want to support.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think about her acting there?
I mean, it's out of context. It's weird. You know, you're just hearing it. It's fine. But Amy, no, as a fellow actor, I want to support you, but I was busy.
How much you get paid for that?
Are we saying?
Yeah, we are.
No,
yeah.
I asked you. I mean, you can answer it if you want.
All the actors say that, right? Yeah.
How much they pay?
I'll tell you later.
No, but like George Clooney talks about how much he makes for his movies.
Okay.
Yeah, no one's
gonna. You don't
want
to say? I mean, it's not like $1 million.
You know what the fun part was, though?
Did I tell the paycheck.
About how later, like 3 weeks later, I got a check in the mail because they didn't feed us dinner on time.
Boom.
That's cool. And it was substantial. I was like, wow.
How much was that check?
You can maybe not feed me anytime.
How much was that check?
In the hundreds.
I'm always so curious about money because I never had money.
Yeah.
So, and now that I've started to make money, I'm just so curious about it all the time, where I probably ask way too many questions about. I'm not going to say what it was, but I was with Brett Eldridge last night before a show, and he had on a nice tux to wear, and I was like, how much does suit cost? Like, I just asked him. I don't think, I was like, how much was that? How much was that? Because I'm trying to gauge stuff still, but I just want to know how much you made. But our listeners do too, but don't worry about it. You don't have to tell them if you don't want to.
Yeah. I kind of want to know too, Amy.
But it'd be nice if you just, like, we're like an open book here.
Okay. All right.
Amy's movie, right after Big Mama's House 2, Amy comes on.
Is it really?
No, that'd be cool.
Oh.
Is there really a love scene, or you just keep making that up?
I'm making that up.
Okay, there, right. Yes.
Wait.
With her in it.
What about the cut?
Oh, yeah. Good. Great.
What about the cutting?
Great.
Yeah. What happened, Amy?
Oh, so I didn't realize it the first time we watched it on Thanksgiving night, but then later I was thinking about it, and I was like, wait a second. I filmed part of that scene in the bathroom. I had this whole other line where I talked about the record label, and I said, and I loved the line. I was like, listen, they're not the bad guys, but they don't have to be the bad guys to be the wrong fit. And it was this whole thing about how people
I heard
can
you get
just,
into character. I heard her getting into character. She can't help it. She gets into character on
that. That was cool.
And it was, and I didn't notice it right away, but then later I was like, huh, wait a
second.
Where was that line?
Probably for time, not for skill.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
That was right. Good. That was good. Oof. Hey, yeah. Mike, I don't want to say it because this is not about me. What Mike's looking up on HBO to find your movie. Mike, what'd you find on HBO?
Yeah, 3 a.m. on Saturday, you can watch Band Slam.
Oh, nice.
The movie that I'm in.
Oh, Bobby's movie.
On HBO?
Mm-hmm. It's a comedy, PG, 1 hour 52 minutes from 2009 in HD. Band Slam.
That's actually a really good movie.
It is a good movie. And I still get hate for it.
Still?
Yes.
Wait, am I going to continue to get...
Streaming, no. It's a one-time sitter. The thing about shows now is they don't go into syndication anymore because they just put on a streaming platform.
Oh, and yours wasn't a streamer.
It wasn't.
Do you remember what you got paid originally?
Yes, but I did like 5 days and I had quite a bit of lines. I had a trailer. I mean, I had to like be there for like 10 hours a day.
I had a trailer, but only for 14 hours.
Yeah, I didn't expect mine to be that much, honestly. Like to be there that often.
Yeah.
And I was there all the time and I was like, do I ever get to go home? Mm-hmm. I was the opposite of you. I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. This is not my career. I think I got paid over the 4 days, like $7,000. And then I still get checks anywhere from like $9 to every once in a while, I get like a $500 or $600 check.
That's
awesome. They randomly just show up.
Okay, Seinfeld.
It's pretty crazy. I got a whole wing at the house of just my favorite classic cars. okay, so here's the deal. Amy, great job.
Thank you.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, I hope you guys have a fabulous weekend and enjoyed hanging out with me, not only on this Best Bits, Just the Bits, but Best Bits Part 1, where Mike D came on, and we talked about some strange things that have happened to us in public lately. Also, I, you know, dove deep into my dating life a little bit more, or more dating woes. Let's just keep calling it that, because that's basically what it is at this point. And had therapy with Mike. Normally, it's Mike coming to therapy with me, but this time it was me. Then we also dived into some movie conversations because it's Movie Mike and we both love superheroes. So fun stuff over there. Check out Best Bits Part 1 with Mike. But for now, I love y'all. I'll see you next weekend. Thank you for hanging out with me. You can follow me at WebGirlMorgan on all the things. I'd love to have you if you want to write me in the DMs. I try and make sure to go through all of them, see them, and respond whenever I can. So hit me up over there. And of course, the show is at Bobby Bones Show on all the things. Bye, everyone. The Bobby Bones Show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.